rendait tout le monde antenne, arc et flèche.
Hello and welcome to the third episode of the Voyage Out radio series. A couple of years after the tsunami turned toxic disaster in Fukushima, a new island emerged near the archipelago of Ogasawara in the Pacific south of Japan. The Voyage Out plots speculative bridges between these parallel worlds as a mutating archipelago. 2023 is a collaboration with Nuno da Luz featuring Ayami Awazuhara and Hiroatsu Suzuki as our interpreters turned characters. Set between the years of 2022 and 2222, the radio series is a sonic exploration of the film to come as a transmission. This episode begins with a recap from our last.
Here you are, right. I think we are now connected. This is to be done. Memories, needs, and others. Fears, and perhaps confidence in the traffic in the afternoon. You are the same man. This time is the last round. It made a loud sound. You could hear it only from the coast, but there was an air vibration everywhere. The windows resonated. Sing that feeling. This time is the hottest around the net. Was there a typhoon?
Scientists found the cause of the world's sudden dying population of bees is related to cell phones.
Any typhoon can damage heavily if it hits directly. Winds blew at 180 kilometers per hour, and everything here was devastated. All the roofs flew away. There was a time when El Niño and La Niña caused so many typhoons that the year after that, they had a very good harvest. When a tree is in a weak condition, it blooms more than usual. It's a natural strategy to survive. So when the community eats at them, the attack is eaten. Takeshi was still away. The party mentions the stress. So it's a praise feature to the name. Japanese monster movies were usually based on the explosion of a nuclear power plant or losing a war. Somewhere on Earth, they were monsters, and they came to revenge upon humans. The ocean around Ogasawara was a home to those monsters, where they belonged to. And it could be the The landscape you are looking up then is a key to the birth of those monsters. The forest deep in the island, far in the ocean, in the archipelago. Okay, look then, key for this. For the island.
Thank you. Hello. Hi. Are you there? Can you still feel our sway? It is lovely to hear you again. After all these long years, increasingly hard to count against the uncertain passing of time. When we drift, I could be sure we are back in the year of 2023, the year that inaugurated our still current intertemporal voyage. Yet, when I gaze up to the liquid sky above us, when I zoom into the ozone holes to gaze at the stars, I become certain that we're in 2222. The wave sways us with its mnemonic waves, taking us time else, not elsewhere. A warm current moves in, bringing back a familiar phrase, and it reads, "Forgetting is the impossibility of return, and memory the necessity for renewal." To renew is to mutate, not to return, but to transform. From within our dehumanized bodies, blending flesh and synthetic prostheses, we are here, bridging this abyssal gap between our past and their future, embodying the sea of forged memories. Very much like cinema in its mumbling age, projecting light as life. Over 1,022 nights since our shipwreck, and I begin to be certain that this eternal remembrance is a way to keep things alive. Never as one, but rather in multiple versions, charged through multiple bodies. We become the vessels for this erotics of storytelling, like Scheherazade, telling stories to arrest the ending, to keep the fire burning. This will soon be your future too. The second sun begins to rise over our horizon. Its circular motion lights green rays over our bodies as we float into the thick, warm waters of this electric sea. In order to sense the data waves, we must allow for the vague, tremulous feeling of being carried along by a river or by sleep. Then, we're connected. Here in the island where we now inhabit, we are bound to look back in order to see forwards. Time is woven in simultaneity between past, present, and future, a tidal motion. Hearing these voices again feels like an untimely presage. It seems now that all the scientific knowledge accumulated in the early moments of the millennium only contributed to the insurgent mutiny of life forms that were only simmering then. I owe the apparition of Nishinoshima, the Isle of the West, to the collision of nuclear energy with the Great Wave. The wave enveloped the nucleus with so much tidal energy that it became incapable to retain its center, leading to an infinite multiplication of centers, impossible to be governed. The island then became our refuge. There, we lay exposed to lava and magma for a long and unconscious period of time, alongside the eggs for the new earthlings, holding the promise of unexpected life forms. At first, the islet sprung up only as another seismic event, bound to be uninhabited and uninhabitable. Yet, we always suspected the closeness of its birth to the toxic events in Fukushima, making it a kind of sister island, far apart and yet very close. In the year of 2022, the year of our expedition, we stopped at the neighboring archipelago of Ogasawara, or the natural reserve of the Bonin Islands. During that summer, the local botanists of the island were cutting down trees that were considered non-native and protecting the then precious native plants. They used to insist that native species suffered greatly from the arrival of foreign species, who were always much stronger. But what was a native species anyway? Yasui-sensei, the senior botanist of the archipelago, answered, "In order for you to know what is native from what is non-native, all you have to do is read the book." "But who writes the book, dear Mr. Yasui?"
それが小笠原グアですね。で、小笠原、もともとは小笠原グアしかなかったんですけども、山グアを植えたんですね、ここに。そしたら外来植物のが強いんですよ。で、今ほとんど山グアになっちゃってるんですね。それでこれが絶滅しそうなので、なんとかね復元しようということで、
それでここで。This is the Ogasawara one. Originally, there was only the Ogasawara mulberry here. Yamakua, as in Chinese mulberry, was only imported later. Holding plants are always stronger, you know. So they quickly took over. Now the Ogasawara mulberry is going to be extinct. And we are trying to protect it.
で、そのカイコはね、このクワはちょっと硬くて食べなかったんです。それで内地から山グアを入れようということで入れたんですね。それが元でそれが広がっちゃう。
Do you know why the Chinese mulberry was imported here? Well, silk farming was introduced here, but the Ogasawara mulberry was way too hard for the silkworms to eat. So they brought Chinese mulberry from mainland Japan. Chinese mulberry overgrew, threatening the Ogasawara mulberry. Since then, it has become rare. The DNA of this tree is now being examined in the mainland properly. By the way, this tree is not dead. Leaves will come out in winter. This tree will be very big if it grows. We are doing this as an experiment.
Locação, plantas em via de extinção.
This is a field recording of plants threatened with extinction.
こっちが行きますか。じゃあ、その、あれ、見ようか。あと、先生、島紫が咲いてるんですよ。島紫じゃなくて、島紫。先生、いいのかな？先生、先生、先生にお話。ここの、一応、今3つね、ちょっと待って。ここでやってるのは、その森林創建なんかの実験用のとか、それから、山とか海の植栽に使うための苗とか、うん、それからあとは貴重な植物でもうなくなりそうなの、うん、長木節、ね、とか、あとああいうのは、種取ってきてここで、
Oh, I remember this conversation quite clearly. Midori-san and Yasui-sensei walking through the experimental agricultural station in the summer of 2021.
っていうのはもちろん必要ですよ。
そうだけじゃなくて、環境省で希少植物、絶滅危惧の植物の一覧表があるんです。大体それに載ってるもんですけどね。
みどりさん、the Ogasawara botanist asks Yasui sensei, our senior botanist, who decides which plant they take in archipelago? Yasui sensei says, he's normally following list of plants made by the government, but the list is not always right.
芽が出ないって研究者の人がいたんですけど、それやってね、もうかなり100、200できたし、
Yes, they're talking about which plants they'd plant in Ogasawara to protect species that are in danger of extinction.
用意してほしいっていうような時に育てることがあります。
Later, we found the perfect specimen to destabilize Mr. Yasui's logic.
Nishino-shima には行ったことがありますか？っていうの。Nishino-shima は、
僕は上陸。これの前に。
噴火する前に。
は行ってますよ。
行ってあれ上陸したんですか。
上
陸しているそうです。その頃なんか生えてました。
あ、生えてますよ。
木が生え草が生えてました。
あれですよ。浜郷が多い。
浜郷とか、
Mr. Yasui, you went to the former Nishino-shima Island when the grass began to grow after the eruption at the Showa time in the 1970s, right?
Yes, I went to there.
Did you land there?
Yes, I landed.
Was there something growing at the time?
Yes, there was.
Were the trees also growing? The grass also?
There were many BHPTEX, which are considered an invasive species in some places.
I went there to see that the island became bigger after the eruption in 2013. No humans are allowed on the island, so I have never landed there. But I was interested in what kind of plants were going to come to Nishino-shima Island then.I think the plants growing along the coast flushed in from the sea, like beach vitex or bayhops.
この子たちがね、西之島までね、泳いで行ってですね。
These are the seeds from plants we think will probably come to 西之島 Island.
で、あの、やっぱりその種が、島に流れ着くの、ここのアンカも海洋島ですけれども、一回も大陸とつながったことのない島なんですけど、そこに行くのはやっぱり波か風かウイングってあの鳥が食べて
るんです。 Here, where we are is an ocean island. This means the island has never been connected to the continent. So if seeds reach the island, they must come with ocean waves, wind,or on the wings of a bird. By wings, I mean the birds can place seeds in their feathers and fly with them. Or else, they can eat fruits and make feces that contain the seed. They are the only possibilities. Yet, I think that ocean waves are the most likely to bring in the seeds.
それのためにはこれを植えてね、芽が出てきたとかっていうのを取っていこうかっていう、少しずつ。
The Takonoki, quite literally octopus tree, was a seedling tree that could move through land or sea. When fully grown, it had myriad tentacular legs.It was said to be able to walk through land with its roots and swim through the ocean with its light seed pod. The Takonoki was able to autonomously travel the Pacific Ocean in search of kindred shores, a plant that transplanted itself, a wonderful blend of biological design and seed sentience.
これを植えてね、芽が出てきたとかっていうのを取っていこうかっていうんです。少しずつ種を取っとこうかと思って、この間こう種なんかを。先生、この無人の木の種って大丈夫？先生、映ってもね、こういう無人の木の種。
These are Mistaya seeds. Seeds. It is a seed of Munin tree.
で、それの種ができたので、こうやって来るとやっぱりこれをじゃあ育ててみようか。すべてこれ。
Mistaya seed.Doesn't the seed of Munin tree float?
Yes, it floats. It can drift up to 130 kilometers.
It sounds like plants are autonomous creatures that have the right to make a decision after all. And so Midori asked him, But Mr. Yasui, how is the future?
An apparition of a dead person that is believed to appear or become manifest to the living, typically as a nebulous image, a faint trace of something, a faint secondary image produced by a fault in an optical system or on a cathode ray screen. Example, by faulty television reception or internal reflection in a mirror or camera. Verb 1, with object. Act as a ghostwriter. 2, no object. Glide smoothly and effortlessly. They ghosted up the river.
I feel it coming again.
Raising back to the surface. I wait for your currents.